Well, hello there, my dear audience. It's been a long time. In this episode today, I'm going to share with you a story about changing habits. I'm sure you're familiar with the concept of it takes about 30 days to change a habit. So let me tell you how it went. My family was here visiting me at the end of October, and it was just around the time that we moved back to the winter clock, to winter time, yeah? And, you know, I have a dog. So I automatically woke up around sunrise, like 6-ish, I think 5:30, 6-ish. Kind of like my body needed light. I mean, the days are so short. It's like I needed light. So I just woke up and my family was here. So I was also very busy. And then I wake up and I take my dog for a walk. So where am I getting with all this? A few days later, the season here stopped. I mean, this is a resort area. We talked about it. I'm sure I told you before that this is an area with a lot of holiday rentals and hotels and villas and so on and so on. So there is a distinctive season here, which ends officially on the 1st of November, 2nd of November, like maximum, when the hotels, most of them, 90% of them here in this area, I mean, there are only like 3 or 4 hotels in this area. The big ones are further down the road in Paphos. So they close down. They close down the hotels and the whole area becomes very, very quiet. Even frighteningly quiet sometimes, yes? You know what I'm saying? It's like there's not a soul on the streets except the people who live here. And we usually drive. So I go down with my dog, just down from the hotel that is now closed because it's off season. And that's where I usually walk. And I feel completely safe because it's not a sandy beach. It's a wild beach. And there are some sunbeds out during the season. So there are always people on the beach. So I'm okay. Now, what is my greatest fear, if you ask me? Why am I so afraid of going down to the beach with my dog? Because I'm constantly concerned about dogs off the leash. Okay, now this is a rural area, you know that by now. So people find it very easy and convenient to come down to this area of the beach, which is more secluded, and let the dogs off the leash. During the season, it rarely happens because there are people on the beach, as I just mentioned. But off season, it happens. So I have like a hill walking down, first walking up, then walking down from the hotel. So I get a pretty good view of what's going on. And a few days in a row, I saw dogs off the leash around 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, which is like a reasonable time to go and walk your dog. And so I said, okay, I'm not taking chances. And I'm not taking chances. I never did. So I said, okay, so I walk up around sunrise, just when we move the clock back. So why don't I just keep waking up at that hour to walk my dog on the beach and be alone and not to be afraid and not to be constantly scared if there is a dog off the leash running and maybe attacking my dog. So how is all this related to changing habits, you can ask me? Because I decided to wake up at 5:30, I actually put the alarm at 5:30. All my day changed. All my day, all my life, in a way. It's been about 30 days now. So to go back, to get back to the point that I first mentioned about it takes 30 days to change your habits, I'm just about at the 30-day limit. And I can tell you, in perspective of almost 30 days, it's amazing. It's amazing. I wake up at 5:30, it's still dark, and we go out on a walk, and then I sit and I have my coffee and I can chill on my balcony for about an hour. And about 7 o'clock, I work out or I do my yoga. And by 8 o'clock, I'm fresh. And it's really amazing. I have like so many hours in the day. And it's like a contradiction because the days are so short now because it's winter time. And it's like, I can do so much. I accomplish so much until like 11, 12 when I take the dog out again, that it amazes me. And the energy I have, that finally, I'm back to actually practicing yoga 2-3 times a week and working out with weights. So I also lost weight and I'm really proud of myself. I lost about a kilo and a half. And I'm productive. I'm focused. I have clarity. Okay. The fact that my day seems much longer than it is because I get up. And you know what? I really like getting up at that hour, watching the sunrise coming up over the sea, like just beyond the mountains that are like touching the sea. It's amazing. It's like takes my breath away every morning. I'm like, oh my God, all this beauty. And it really is beautiful. So other results of this change of waking up so early is, of course, the fact that by around 11:30, 12 o'clock, I really need to take a nap because I was teaching or I was working or I was creating something and I worked out and I already did my yoga and I already did 100 things until that hour and I'm totally bushed. So I take a nap. And of course, the need to go to sleep earlier, which is, as everybody says, it's so much healthier to go to sleep early, but I could never make it happen. Yeah, I was always a night owl. Yeah, I could watch Netflix until 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, no problem. But now it's like 9:30, 10 o'clock. I'm in bed and I sleep better and I wake up much better, a lot more energized. So, and you know what's the funny thing? I've been dreaming about it. I've been planning it. I've been kind of wishing to myself to do this change, this let's get up early, let's get a hold on everything, you know, get back to working out. I even changed my diet. I went back to keto. I used to do keto. I mean, I've been doing low carb and no sugar for, I think, 5 years now, but I was full on keto a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I think, when I got a scare about a blood sugar because you know me, I love ice cream. Okay. That's my vice. So then I went full on keto and my body loves it, always loved it. And now I'm back. So this whole change of habits, which is in a way such a small thing that, let's put it nicely, the circumstances forced me to wake up earlier to make sure that my dog is safe when we are walking. So these circumstances started a chain reaction. And as a result, I have so much more discipline because I do put the alarm and I usually wake up before that. And I make sure that at 7 o'clock, I practice yoga or I do my workout and I have my discipline also regarding food and I have discipline regarding doing the work and developing new materials and writing new stuff. And in the afternoon, I can take it a little bit more relaxed. So the chain reaction of one small, in a way, small, tiny change that I have decided to make has made my life so much better, more productive, more balanced, more healthy. I feel I have a lot more energy. Yeah, and I'm not a spring chicken anymore, but I really don't feel like that. Now I feel like, wow, you know. And it's also the nature around you and watching the sunrise. And yes, I'm sure you're familiar with the famous book of Robin Sharma, yeah, The 5 o'clock Club, which I haven't read, but there is truth in that. There is definitely truth in getting up early and, you know, start your day on the right foot. It's amazing. It's really amazing. So today, after about 30 days, I can tell you that this habit is here to stay. This habit is here to stay. It has made me happier with myself in a way that, yeah, finally I managed to discover some discipline in me Don't forget, this is, as I said, this is a resort place. It makes you lazy. And I admit, it makes you lazy. You can just chill, especially during the season, yeah, during the summertime. You can just chill and sit on the balcony and walk on the beach and do particularly nothing special. And you can get away with it. So I missed my doing self, the one that is disciplined to get things done. And I really like it. So this is it for today. I wanted to share with you the importance and the deep meaning of changing habits. Like, such a small thing can have such a huge effect, really, like a snowball effect. Until next time, take care and we shall speak soon.